What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Ari, here.
This is Christina Williams.
It's Dawn Staley.
I'm Miles Ehrlich.
It's your girl, Jasmine Baker, here.
And you're listening to About That.
About That.
About That.
About That.
So you know you gotta stay locked into About That with your boy, B. Terrell. Deuces. I'm sorry, no sorry. Nobody
but don't act crazy. Hey y'all, welcome back to About That. This is your boy B. Terrell, and I'm so excited that you decided to join me on another episode for another week. And I am, once again, Sir Beeth Terrelleth, and thank you very much. We had some fun last week, and so looking to just go ahead and keep that going. And let me tell you, March Madness has started off with a bang. There's been some upsets, there's been some close calls, and like, I've seen the comments on Twitter, I've seen the discussion, it's a lot going on that we have to talk about this week. Maybe not too much, but there's definitely been some things. If you've been out there active in the Twitter sphere, you've definitely seen some of the conversation that's been taking place. But, let's just get right into it. And y'all gonna hear me, you probably hear my little spoon mixing around in my tea. I got me a little hot toddy. Wait. I promise that was not that. No, I actually am drinking a hot toddy. I was not being petty by that comment at all. But anyway, sorry, I cracked myself up. If you can't laugh at your own jokes, who else is going to laugh at them? Maybe no one else will laugh. So you still have to laugh and entertain yourself. Either way, like I said, March Madness has kicked off with the bang or tipped off with the bang. I think the game of the week that a lot of people were very excited about that they watched, Jackson State in their near upset of LSU. Oh gosh, Creighton and Iowa. Oh my God, that started out as a shootout. I was like, can either of these teams, can they miss? Like, that was a great game. I think it was one of the most watched games of the opening round. So definitely. I just want to say, keep putting women's basketball on TV. Obviously, you know the whole saying, if you build it, they'll come. If you make it available, the people will watch, and you end up with positive results, as we've seen over the past, year? You continue to invest in women's sports, there is a market for it, and people will flock to it if you make it available to them. So shout out to the four letters, ESPN and their network, Disney Networks, for having these games available for viewing in all of the households across America. South Dakota, they are on a nice run. They took down Ole Miss and Baylor to advance. Now they're in their first Sweet 16 in program history. UCF and UConn. UCF, they got their first tournament win in program history. They almost beat UConn, and those were former conference foes before UConn moved back to the Big East. Miami and South Carolina was a slugfest. Like, it was almost like the battle of the defenses. Offense wasn't a thing of that game, but all you need at the end of the day is one more point than your opponent, and you win. And so South Carolina was still able to get a double-digit win against Miami. UTA versus Iowa State. That was a controversial game. Controversial? Whatever. That was a game that left a lot of people upset. University of Texas Arlington. They led for the majority of the game. They had Iowa State on their heels, I guess. But some questionable calls towards the end. Some may say it was an obvious hooking call that did well, or lack of an obvious hooking call. Some thrown chicken wings, some elbows. They dropping bows on drop boat. Y'all might be too young to even know what song that is. But anyway, it was a good game. Shout out to them. They played tough, and it came down to the final minutes. Princeton and Indiana. Princeton and Indiana. All of the games have been good. All of the games, whatever your thing is, offense or defense, we have some people out there who don't like defensive matchups. You know, we have Mm-hmm. A lot of comments going around about the stalled offense of some teams, South Carolina, UConn, others. But, like, there are very few teams that are blowing people out in this tournament because parity. You know, not a lot of games that I think or that I can remember have been just, like, really outnumbered. Obviously, Maryland and Notre Dame, they got some really big wins. And I think there was, like, in the first rounds, there were, like, some 40-point wins. But as the tournament progresses, as we move deeper into the tournament, they're not going to be, at least that I feel, these large margin of victories because, like, you're playing, in most cases, more veteran teams, more experienced teams, better teams. And so, you know, the match, it's all going to be basically be about matchup. So, yeah, here we are. The Sweet 16 field is set. You got what? Spokane, Wichita. It's Wichita, but I like saying Wichita. You got the Bridgeport Regional and then Greensboro. So I'll actually be in the Greensboro Regional. I'll be there for those games, the Sweet 16 and the Elite Eight. And then obviously next week in Minneapolis for the Final Four. So these are some. These games I'm expecting to be really good across the entire remainder of the bracket. So get to a TV near you, whether that's on if you got TVs in your bathroom, in your kitchen, at a bar, on your phone, on your aeroplane, wherever you can watch. Give us those ratings. I say us, but give them the ratings because obviously if you watch more, they'll put more on TV. But yeah, and so I'm gonna talk about some of my predictions and stuff like that after a break, and then you know we got some coaching hires as well too. So, but all in all, it's been a fun week. I don't think we really had a messy Monday this week. Normally, you know, especially WNBA Twitter, there's like a messy Monday or shout out to Don Staley, a Twisted Tuesday, like there has been recently. But I don't think we really had much of that. But, oh, baby, well, yesterday, if you're listening to this, it's Friday when you're listening to this. But there was a tricky Thursday, I will say. There was definitely a tricky Thursday. But we're gonna just move right along. So yeah, I'm gonna drink some of my tea and we're gonna take a little break and I'll be right back. Okay, so I am back and let's go ahead and talk about this bracket. Now, I'm not gonna get into too much detail about matchups and things like that. That ain't my ministry. What I'm really going to do is just go through and pick my predictions and we're gonna see how it fares. Next week's episode, you know, if you're listening to this before any of the games tip off, I'm going to just go and pick who do I predict to win each game. And we're going to see who will advance to, obviously, the Elite Eight and then the Final Four. So, on Friday, on today, let's see. First game of the day is North Carolina and South Carolina. I'm going to pick South Carolina. I do think that their offense will click more, unlike the people I've been just begging for. I do think that their offense will click more, and I think they'll win that one. I don't know if it'll be an easy game, but South Carolina's defense has been one of the best, if not the best, all season. So I do think that South Carolina will win that game. All right. And then in the Spokane region, is it Spokane or Spokane? Like pecan. And if somebody tell me it's pecan, it is not pecan. It is pecan. So you don't say, can you have a con soda, right? You don't have a con soda. You ask for a can of soda. Some of you might say pop, but it's a can. Yes. So, pecan. So, I'm going to say Spokane because that is a K-N-E. You know, like the wrestler. Anyway, Ohio State and Texas. For some reason, I'm thinking of picking Texas. But I feel like Ohio State probably going to shoot the lights out. If they can shoot the lights out. But Texas got some firepower too, though. And their little guards can go. Ohio State can't do nothing inside. And I think that that size will be... I'm a pick Texas. I'm going to pick Texas. Texas may beat Ohio State. Maryland and Stanford. You know, I'm going to go with Maryland on this one. Diamond and Angel. Angel Reese is going to have like a spectacular game for some reason. Not for some reason, because she's a great player. Angel Reese is going to take over this game for some reason. I think she and Cameron Brink, they may both be in foul trouble, but I think that Angel will get the best of Brink. So I'm gonna go with Maryland on that one. Creighton and Iowa State. Now, Lord, it depends, because Creighton can shoot it, Iowa State can shoot it, and Iowa this one won't be like the Creighton and Iowa game where it was like shots and vibes and minimal defense. Because you have one of the best defensive players in the country, Lexi Donarski, on Iowa State. But for some reason, I think that Creighton could definitely get the better of Iowa State on that one. All right. So that means I'm going with South Carolina, Texas, Maryland, and Creighton. All right. And Saturday, Notre Dame and North Carolina State. North Carolina State. All right. Indiana and UConn. Paige is back for UConn. She's been back for several games now. AZ can dang near shoot from anywhere in the gym. So, and Kristen is, you know, Kristen and Ono are their seniors. But you got some grown women literally on Indiana, though. They're experienced as well. And I want to say Indiana made the Elite Eight last year. I think Indiana can get by UConn with this one. I think that grown woman strength, and yeah, I think Indiana may squeak by UConn. So I'm gonna go with Indiana on that one. Tennessee and Louisville. That one's tough. Tamari Key has been better lately. If she can stay out of foul trouble, I think that makes it difficult for Louisville. I'm not sure if Jordan is back, if she's healthy. Because if so, that's huge for Tennessee. But I do think that they have pieces. Ray Burrell. All right, Ray, you're leaving money on the line. All right, your draft stock. You got to, like... They watching. So, Ray, you might need Ray and Tamari Key for Tennessee. I think they can squirk by, squirk. Is that a word, squirk? Y'all know I be making up a lot of words as I go. So, I think Ray and Tennessee can get by Louisville. South Dakota and Michigan. Now, this is a tough one for me, because South Dakota have been playing out of their minds lately. You know, you saw what they did to both Baylor and Ole Miss. I don't know if Nas... I want to say that South Dakota's run stops here with Michigan, but that one's a toss-up for me, so I'm afraid... I don't want to call that one. If anything, it's going to be... Nas going to have to take over for Michigan. South Dakota could very well like just go dumb and win this one. And so that's a toss up. So I'm picking, you know what? No, I'm gonna call it. Michigan's gonna win. Nas is gonna have 45 points. Michigan gonna win. I pick North Carolina State, Indiana, Tennessee, and Michigan. All right. So for Sunday, that means we would have South Carolina versus Creighton. And I think that obviously South Carolina has the matchup on the inside with, you know, their post players. their defense, their perimeter defense is very well, is very good. And I do think that they're able to, you know, defend behind the arc really well against Creighton and their shooters. Because I think everybody on Creighton can shoot. Now, here's the thing. Texas and Maryland. Because I did pick Maryland, I picked Texas. We saw what Texas did to Maryland last year. I think Maryland wants revenge against Texas, and so I'm going to pick Maryland. So that means South Carolina and Maryland will be headed to – I'm picking South Carolina and Maryland to head to the Final Four. And for Monday, that would be North Carolina State versus Indiana. North Carolina State is going to be headed to the Final Four. And Tennessee versus South Dakota. Tennessee will be headed. No, I picked Michigan. So Tennessee and Michigan. Ooh, Tennessee's headed to the Final Four. And if you remember, I think most of us, when I had members of the committee, we had South Carolina. We did have Tennessee making it to the Final Four. South Carolina, North Carolina State, Louisville. I think we had Stanford. So, I don't remember. But I know I had Tennessee squeaking on in there into the Final Four for their region. So we're gonna see. We're gonna definitely see. So yeah, my Final Four looks like North Carolina State, Tennessee, South Carolina, and Maryland. So North Carolina State, Tennessee, South Carolina, and Maryland. I got to say that to myself again. North Carolina State, Tennessee, South Carolina, and Maryland. Whew. If I get that right, the first person to eat, I'm going to say this at the end of the show. I'm going to say it now. If I get the Final Four and I predict it right, the first person to email the show at aboutthatbw@gmail.com, I'll buy you lunch. So if I picked the Final Four correctly, the first person to email me with the subject lunch at aboutthatbw@gmail.com. If I'm 100% correct on the Final Four, I am buying you lunch. All right. Yeah. So that's that. So we're going to see. So next week's show, obviously I'll come back and I'll talk about, you know, where we are, what, you know, they would have already played the games. And so we'll know exactly who's going to be heading on to Minneapolis in the cold for the Final Four. And I'm excited to be there. And so, yeah, that's all for the bracket right now. We're going to get into some of this coaching news. And then I'm peacing out because I'm headed to Greensboro. So congratulations to the new coaches. Virginia, Oklahoma State, Texas A&M, and Illinois. They've all announced their new coaches. They've hired some. I think the biggest news was Joni Taylor leaving Georgia to head to Texas A&M to replace the retired Gary Blair. That caught a lot of people by surprise. There have been rumblings that people have been hearing. Some may have thought it was someone that was going to come from out of the Texas A&M family. Who knows? But that was a shocker for Joni to leave a program. She just won SEC Coach of the Year at Georgia. She was in the 2020 to 2021 season. She was, I think, the second seed. She faced Dawn Staley in the South Carolina Gamecocks in the SEC Championship. And so, you know, they made history, the first two black coaches to compete against, the first two black women to compete against each other for the SEC Tournament Championship. And then, hey, she was like, I'm going over here to this money, to where these people are going to support, where, you know, there's this rich history and this legacy of supporting women's basketball. Let's go get this paper, Charlie. Let's go get this paper over here. And where is it? That's College Station, I think, Texas. Yeah, over there in Aggie. So, Giggum, shout out to Joni. Congratulations on that job. That was definitely a surprise. We are still all waiting to see who's going to be her replacement at the University of Georgia. There are some names. There are some names that are up, that are, I would say, that have been listed as possible targets for that administration to replace Joni. So we're going to just see. Hopefully by the time of next week's episode, we'll know exactly who her replacement is. And maybe by the time you're listening to this, they would have already announced who the replacement is, because, you know, the rumors have been flying. You can check my Twitter timeline if you want to see who some of the names are for targets. But there have been a lot of coaches that have performed themselves into contract extensions or, you know, what they would call bigger jobs. Rumor has it that there are even some that are still left in the tournament that may be moving on to, I won't say greener pastures, but other endeavors too. So I'm excited to see who those are, those coaches are, if they do decide to move on. Mississippi State has also announced their head coach as well. That was another one that was hired. So there's a lot of movement going on. Still right now, there's Arizona State, Florida State, obviously I mentioned Georgia, Syracuse is open, West Virginia is open, Dayton's open, Missouri State is open. So there are, South Carolina State is open. There are a lot of jobs that are open right now. It's going to be like a lot of moving pieces. Assistant coaches may finally go ahead and get that opportunity to become a head coach. Other head coaches are leaving for another job to take on that opportunity. So it's just going to really be cool to see. I really enjoy free agency and the hiring season. I don't know why, but I just like seeing people being able to get a fresh start, getting more money. Go ahead and get your bag. I'm all about getting your bag and doing things. There's so much I want to say right now, but I'm excited to see where the coaches, I guess this is like checkers, dominoes, chess, something. You're moving around to different pieces. We're going to just see. And so, like I said, by this time next week, we'll probably know exactly some of the other jobs that are probably already have announced their hiring. So that's going to be cool. And that's all for this week. It's short. Sweet, to the point. Next week, like I said, I'm gonna buy somebody lunch. If I get the Final Four, if I guess the Final Four correctly, I'm gonna buy somebody lunch. The first person to email me about that, bw@gmail.com, with the subject line lunch. And next week I'll be in Minneapolis. May do something live for the show. Gonna move around a little few things, just to experiment a little bit, and I'm really excited. This is actually the first time that I'll be in person at a Final Four, and I've always heard of the great opportunities for networking, just really being able to mix and mingle with the women's basketball community, and so I'm really looking forward to that. Obviously, there's gonna be somebody competing for their first or for an additional for their first or an additional national championship to their program added to their history. So I'm really excited. These are all hopefully going to be some really great games, and I'm really just looking forward to it. So yeah, if you're in Minneapolis, tweet me, follow me on Instagram or Twitter. My social handles are the same across both platforms. It's B Terrell. That's at ISBTERRELL. And you can also follow the podcast on both Instagram and Twitter at AboutThatBW. And that's on Instagram and Twitter, AboutThatBW. So look forward to hearing from you all in my emails, DMs, or just tweeting me. Whatever you want to know. And always, of course, send your questions, if you have any, to the email AboutThatBW@gmail.com. I have said that email address about 7 times already. So it should be ingrained in your brains. So once again, AboutThatBW@gmail.com. Send me your questions if you have any for the show. I'm looking forward to what the next week will bring. And yeah, I'll holla. And as always, peace out.
It's your girl Mel, and you've been kicking it with B Terrell on About That. And I'm going to need you to pull up every single week. But before you do that, make sure you subscribe, like, rate, and tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend, because it's going down each and every week. See ya!